The women who run with the moose went to see the Downton Abbey movie last week. You bet we did. For some reason, Charlie had no interest in it. You might not think it'd be me and the girls' cup of tea either, but we're big fans. Didn't start out that way when Betty first suggested we watch it together. But you know what? Downton Abbey's kinda like Moxie. You might not like it straight off, but hang in there long enough, and it starts to grow on you. Before you know it, you can't get enough. We were all a little bummed out when the television show ended. I mean, the way we talked about these folks was kinda like how my grandmother talked about the characters on her stories, meaning all them soap operas she followed. If you didn't know better, you'd think these Downton Abbey people lived right here in Mahoosick Mills, except for the mansion, of course, and all the servants. So we were wicked excited to see the movie, and I am happy to report it did not disappoint. We got to catch up with all our old friends. The costumes are gorgeous as ever, and so are some of the fellas. Then there's those accents which just make them sound smarter than us. Don't know why, but they do. Spoiler alert, nothing really happens in the movie. Basically, the king and queen are coming to visit Downton Abbey. The king and queen arrive and have dinner. The king and queen go on their merry way. That's it. And that's okay. The action, if you can call it that, involves a lot of cleaning, cooking, and scheming from the servants. Charlie would have hated it, but I love to see folks take an interest in tidiness. Meanwhile, Lady Mary is wondering how she can keep this big household going and continue to change her clothes 3 times a day. Lady Edith is tired of being nice to folks she finds boring. I feel her pain on that one. And is hoping her ball gown arrives on time. The Dowager Duchess, Shirley's favorite, of course, is never at a shortage for the snippy remark. Per usual, Lord Grantham bumbles along with his dog while Lady Grantham works behind the scenes to make things right. Tom is a hero and ends up melting your heart. Even Barrow finds a friend. Downton Abbey is a beautiful place, but people don't seem to do much outside besides schlep up the driveway, greet folks in the courtyard, and haul things in and out the back door. Oh, and there's one scene that takes place on a bench. That's it. Maybe it's because sneakers haven't been invented yet. They were smart not to try to catch you up with a lot of backstory. I mean, it was taken forever to sum up 6 television seasons. If something is important to know, more than one person mentions it in passing. That's all you need. I'd say the whole outing was satisfying, and we left feeling like most of the characters got the happy ending they deserved. This movie takes place in 1927, so we're hoping they squeeze in another movie before the whole world goes to hell in a handbasket, you know, when England goes to war. Fingers crossed. Us girls were too stuffed from the popcorn and candy to have dinner after, so we headed back to Mahoosick Mills while rehashing the movie. Oh, love that. I get home to find Charlie in his biker lounger. What's on the tube? Batman reruns. Pow! Bam! Smash! As far from Downton Abbey as you can get. Well, hip hip and tally ho, I'm off to have a cup of tea and a crumpet. Make that a cup of coffee and an apple cider donut. Oh, one of the many perks of fall up here in Maine. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.